today's rest of the story. We had to have hemp. We had to have hemp. Pearl Harbor had been bombed, and our country was going to war, and we needed hemp for all sorts of things. In those days, 50 years ago, hemp was our nation's principal source for cordage, for oakum, for caulking ships. From its oil, we made paints and varnishes and soap. Now, with the overseas supply in jeopardy, we'd be needing to strip the stems of hemp for canvas and paper. We had to have hemp. Stateside, we'd like hemp grows best in the Midwest, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan. Some of the very best is in Indiana. So on advice from Washington, Hoosier farmers were directed to plant hemp for victory. That was the slogan, hemp for victory, a directive which was tantamount to an order. So farmers who'd been fighting weeds all of their lives had to relearn to plow under corn and beans and plant weeds. From our government's point of view, it was a success. Midwest farmers converted 300,000 acres of agriculture to hemp. For generations, this had been ditch weed, allowed to grow in ditches to retard erosion. Now, suddenly, it's the most important crop in Indiana. And from the stems was bred of the fibers that begat all sorts of products essential in wartime, especially fabrics, which were no longer available from the Japanese. And it was not long before ingenious Hoosier farmers discovered ways of growing more hemp indoors with computer-controlled watering systems, electric tables tilting to distribute nutrients evenly, cross-breeding of selected varieties. Row on row of hemp could grow from cubes of rock wool in temperature-controlled sheds under sodium lights. Understandably, our government was delighted. But then one day the war ended. By now, there were cheaper ways to make paper and canvas and better ways to make paints and varnishes. Now the government said it was time for American farmers to return to food grains. But by now, so many Indiana farmers had invested so much in time, talent, and technology that going back to planting corn and beans would be prohibitively costly. So they continued to grow hemp. Even when our government threatened them with punishment, they continued to grow hemp. And to this day, the farmers prevail. There may be 2 million American farmers growing groceries today, but more than 3 million are still growing hemp. Government agencies are trying to stop them, but they are no match for the monster which they, the government agents, created. Because, you see, a bushel of corn will sell for $2.50. A bushel of manicured hemp may bring $70,000. It's no longer the stems of the plants which are harvested for industry. Now it's the leaves of the plants harvested for such prices that this has become the largest cash crop in Indiana and maybe, just maybe, the most valuable cash crop in the entire United States. For the stuff that was made from the stems is now worthless. But what's made from the leaves of that same plant is marijuana. And now you know the rest of the story.